Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
I actually met my wife on CatholicSingles.com, if you can believe that.
Really?
And about... Yes, I had never done that before. Didn't have any problems with dating.
Natalie and Aaron met on CatholicSingles.com after they realized that they needed to find someone who shared their faith. Meet other faithful Catholics on the original Catholic dating site. Download our app today for free. Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content. But you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighbor, Carmelite the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. This episode today is going out during Holy Week, and I wanted to just put out a little gift for you all to help you in this time of preparation, knowing that we really can't be together around the one table of the Lord in a physical way. So I wanted to give you a little bit of wisdom from Carmelite Saints this week as offering a little means of reflection, particularly in relationship to the cross, to help give you some spiritual nourishment from the land of Carmel, particularly from the great wisdom of the saints in Carmel. So the episode today will be a little reflection in words from Saint John of the Cross. These words will come from the Ascent of Mount Carmel, the eighth paragraph of the sixth chapter of Book 1. And in this chapter, he is wrestling with, and sort of a continuation with, the necessity of sort of these dark night experiences in relationship to one's journey of unity in Christ. So this is from the Ascent of Mount Carmel, Book 1, Chapter 5, Paragraph 8. I'll read this twice for you all, and you can re-listen to this podcast episode throughout the day and the week to hopefully give you the necessary spiritual nourishment as we prepare for the Triduum. God allows nothing else to dwell together with him. We read, consequently, in the first book of Kings that when the Philistines put the Ark of the Covenant in a temple with their idol, the idol was hurled to the ground at the dawn of each day and broken into pieces. The only appetite God permits and wants in his dwelling place is the desire for the perfect fulfillment of his law and the carrying of the cross of Christ. Scripture teaches that God ordered nothing else to be placed in the ark, where the manna was then the law and the rod of Moses, signifying the cross. Those who have no other goal than the perfect observance of the Lord's law and the carrying of the cross of Christ will be true arks, and they will bear within themselves the real manna, which is God, when they possess perfectly, without anything else, this law and this rod. Again, from St. John of the Cross. God allows nothing else to dwell together with him. We read, consequently, in the first book of Kings, that when the Philistines put the Ark of the Covenant in a temple with their idol, the idol was hurled to the ground at the dawn of each day and broke into pieces. The only appetite God permits and wants in his dwelling place is the desire for the perfect fulfillment of his law and the carrying of the cross of Christ. Scripture teaches that God ordered nothing else to be placed in the ark, where the manna was then the law and the rod of Moses, signifying the cross. Those who have no other goal than the perfect observance of the Lord's law and the carrying of the cross of Christ will be true arks, and they will bear within themselves the real manna, which is God, when they possess perfectly, without anything else, this law and this rod. End of the quote. Thank you for being with me today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing here on this podcast, make sure to click that subscribe button. Also, visit my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my Catholic Stand articles, my blog posts, my YouTube videos, other social media that I use. Also, you can email me through that website. All of this at thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. I know that I'll be praying for you.
Teachings for an Unbelievable World is a newly discovered work written by St. John Paul II, then Archbishop Karol Wojtyła of Krakow, in the years just after Vatican II. This is the first English language publication of this important work. In this hardcover book that Scott Hahn calls one of the greatest hidden treasures unearthed in our time, 13 brief homilies provide compelling teaching for Catholics in today's post-Christian world and give fresh insights into JP2's pontificate. You can get a copy of this important new book at AveMariaPress.com. Use code JP2Teachings, that's JPII Teachings, to get 20% off your copy today. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small batch artisan coffee using top tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/breadboxmedia. Experience coffee like never before.